For our reading this evening, let's turn to Revelation chapter number 13. Revelation chapter number 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have ears, have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. May God bless the reading of his... I believe this is one of the chapters of the book of Revelation that speak to the time when Satan would be winning the battle in the greatest measure. We see that throughout as we read through Revelation that the Lord shows himself mighty both in the beginning and in the end of Revelation. But yet, as we would read a chapter such as Revelation chapter 13, we see that Satan is truly winning a battle. And we need to remember that, yeah, he may be winning a battle, but he doesn't win the war. And we need to keep that in focus as we go through life and as events unfold in this world, that we would ever remember, that the Lord wins the war. He wins the war. In the end, he's victorious. And if we go back to chapters 4 and 5, we read of the magnificence of the Lord. And and how he is worshipped, and that is forever and ever. And it brings into perspective that versus what we have read together in Revelation 13. In Revelation chapter 4, it says that there are four beasts, each of them having six wings, and they were full of eyes within, and the rest rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come." And these beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever. Again, that message, that truth of the Lord enduring, of him abiding, of him living forever and ever. And the 24 elders fall down before him that sat upon the throne and worship him that liveth forever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they were created." And then in chapter 5, it also speaks of the Lamb and how the Lamb is being given honor and glory. It says that there's those that were redeemed of the blood of the Lamb, out of every kindred and every tongue and people and nation. And so there were of the multitude in the heavens, the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." If we can just visualize this, I believe we've all heard Messiah, George Handel's Messiah, where this song is written. And it is written and it is sung with such great power with the music, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." But when we consider what's happening here in heaven, is that there is a multitude, 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, all saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and forever." This is what we need to remember. Forever and forever. The Lord is worthy, and he is, and he was, and he will be forever and forever. And the four beasts said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. And so we consider that, how the Lord is worthy, and he abides forever and forever. And then we go back to Revelation chapter 13, and we see some events happening here. And one aspect I would like to look at is at the end of chapter or verse number 5, where it says, "It was given unto him to continue 42 months. The Lord liveth forever and forever, and he was, and he is, and he ever will be. And here, this beast shall continue for 42 months. We can't fully grasp what eternity is like. We can understand what 3.5 years is like, 42 months. But we can't grasp what forever and forever is. And so there needs to be a difference between those that would worship the Lord forever and forever and proclaim that he is worthy to receive power and glory and riches and honor, and those who would worship the beast. The beast here in verse number 1 that we read in chapter 13 says that upon his heads was the name of blasphemy. That was upon his head, was the name of blasphemy. One that would speak evil against the Lord. One that would try to steal away that which is sacred from the Lord. He had on his heads the name of blasphemy. But if we go to the next chapter, chapter 14, we read that the 144,000 that were redeemed have their father's name written on their foreheads. So there's a big difference. There's a big difference of those who are in this world and have the mark of the beast in their foreheads and those who have their father's name written in their foreheads. One blaspheme God, one group blasphemes God, and the other glorifies God and proclaims that he is worthy and that he is worthy forever and forever. Those that are redeemed, those that have their father's name written in their foreheads, need to be set apart, sanctified for the Father's use. They need to be obedient to the Word of God. And they need to be faithful to the Lord. There will be a battle, and that battle will rage. Power will be given unto this beast by the dragon. In verse number 2, in verse number 7, in verse number 15, it speaks of the power that is given to this beast. It says, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. And unto him was given him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. This will persist for a matter of time, for 42 months. In verse number 15, it says, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as that would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is a battle that's going to wage against the believers. And it will be difficult in that all the world whose the name of God is not written upon their foreheads, they will turn. They will turn and they will worship this beast. As it says in verse number 3, and I saw one of the heads, as it were, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. All the world. They were marveling at the beast. They wondered after him. And then verse number 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Everyone whose names are not written in the book of life, all of them shall worship the beast. That's what the Bible says. So when we consider that, it's amazing to think those in Thailand, those in China, those in Japan, those in Nigeria, those in Uzbekistan, and all the nations of the world, all of them, the whole world, the Bible says, the whole world whose name of God is not written in their foreheads, who do not serve God, they shall worship him. And so this can seem like a very dire time. It can seem like this is going to be a great struggle. We will not be able to buy and sell unless we have this mark of the beast. Who reigns forever and forever? Who reigns forever and forever? Who is worthy? That's who we need to focus on. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and forever. And from our mouths and from our lives ought that glory to go to our God and to magnify his name, for he is worthy. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, it says, and he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. Revelation and Daniel lining up. But he shall speak great words against the Most High. That's the definition of blasphemy. He will speak against the Most High and will wear out the saints of the Most High. In verse number 6 of chapter 13, Revelation that we read, and he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. We will see these things. And if our heart isn't right with the Lord, if we are not anchored on the Lord, it can bring about fear. It can bring about fear. When we are considering things from a narrow bandwidth, it can bring about fear. But when we remember that our Lord, our God, is all-powerful, omnipotent, and he is from everlasting to everlasting, and that this shall transpire for only 42 months, that our trust can be in the Lord, and that we can magnify his name, and we can be true to him, and know that the Lion of the tribe of Judah will prevail. He will prevail. Jesus will prevail. And so we can trust in him, and we can magnify his name. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Here it is for us whose name of God is written in our foreheads, as we are leaning upon him, that we can remember that if one would lead us into captivity, they shall go into captivity. If one of them would kill with the sword, they will be killed with the sword. But remember the words of Jesus Christ saying that, fear not him who can kill the body and cannot kill the soul, but fear him who can kill both the body and the soul and cast them into hell. And that's who we are to fear. And we are to love the Lord above all else, and to guard our hearts against loving the things of this world. John in his epistle says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. That's a truth. The love of the Father is not in him if we love the world. And if we love the world, we will be swept up into what the nations of the world will do. That all that dwell upon the earth as they are worshiping him, if we love the world, we will be swept in with that likewise. And so that's the patience and the faith of the saints. That we know that those that will lead into captivity, they will go into an eternal captivity. Those that would kill with the sword, they will be eternally damned. This is our patience, and this is the faith that we have. So we are to be faithful. We are to be faithful to the Lord in all things. The Lord Jesus Christ said that he that is faithful in that which is least is also faithful in much. And so it is important that as we live out our lives, that we should be looking to be faithful in even that which is least. That when these big things come and the whole nation's worshiping the beast, that we're not swept up into that. But we're faithful to the Lord. We were faithful to the Lord in the small things, and then we are faithful to the Lord then in these big things. And so we need to evaluate our lives. Are we being faithful to the Lord even in the little things? The Bible says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So we might look at that and think, well, that's just a little thing. That's just a little thing. But are we faithful in that which is least? Are we faithful in that which is little? Are we quicker to listen? Do we want to hear someone else? Or are we quicker to speak? Or are we quicker to get upset about something? That's being faithful in that which is least. And so the Bible is calling us to be faithful in that which is least, and that when times such as this come, that we can be faithful in those things which are big as well. Revelation chapter 17, verse 14 says, "And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them." Why? Because the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Let's ever remember that. The Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. "And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." They are faithful. Faithful to the Lord, and even in that which is least, and in that which is great. And so we that are with the King of kings and the Lord of lords are called. We're called to be his. We are chosen by him. And by his grace, we can be found faithful and true, even until the very end. In chapters 6 and 7 and 8, it speaks of seals that are being opened up, trumpets that are sounding, and there is an angel that is getting ready to open a seal open a seal. He's getting ready to open a seal, but he's being warned, saying, "Hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." The servants of God will be sealed in their foreheads. And God will be will put his name there. And then of the 144,000, it mentions in it speaks also of these who have the seal of God, that it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those who have not the seal of God in their foreheads. God will show himself wonderful and omnipotent and powerful. And the image of the beast and the power and the authority that's given to him will not endure. Will not endure. But as these seals are opening up and as the trumpets sound, God's wrath shall be poured out upon those who serve him not. In the last chapter of Revelation, chapter 22, it says, "There will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." The servants of God shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be written in their foreheads. God's name will be written in their foreheads as they serve the Lord, and as they have served the Lord, and have been faithful in that which is least, as well as in that which is much. They were faithful to the Lord. And a beautiful thing, it says that they shall see his face. They shall see his face. No man hath seen God at any time. But now at this time, it says, they shall see his face. We sing beautiful songs, face to face with Christ my Savior. This is the moment, this is the time that we will see his face and his name shall be in their foreheads. At the end of this chapter, chapter 13, he says, "Here is wisdom. Here is wisdom." It's wise to know that our God is an eternal God, and that that which Satan, the dragon, the beast, the nations of this world, the kings of this earth, whatever they bring up, it will not endure. But we will be wise when we focus on giving him honor and glory, who who abides forever and forever. And so that's wisdom. Then at the end of Daniel, a message is given to Daniel, and it says, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even until the time of the end." There are things that perhaps will be made known at the time of the end. A book is going to be is sealed until the time of the end. "And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." But we are to be found faithful. We are to be sanctified. We are to be a people that is set apart. To have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we are to be sanctified. We are to be obedient. We are to be found faithful in Him and magnify His name, for He is worthy. He hath done great things. The second beast that comes up, it says that he deceiveth them that dwell upon the earth by means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying unto them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And miracles will be performed as fire would come down from heaven. But we would not be deceived when we're looking to the Lord. We would not be deceived by the things of this world. We would not be deceived by things that are temporal. That we would not be thinking with man's wisdom, but with God's wisdom. Yielding on Him and His omnipotence and His ability to do that which is great and marvelous. The Lord Jesus Christ, before He ascended, said that the apostle should command all men to keep the teachings that He has taught. And He says, "And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." The Lord will be with us. The Lord will strengthen us. The Lord will show Himself mighty and powerful. The Lord will magnify His name, and we will have the opportunity to see His face and magnify Him and proclaim with the multitudes of 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, magnifying the Lord. "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and glory and wisdom," and all these things. We will be able to do that when we use the wisdom of God and yield ourselves unto Him, be sanctified, set apart for God's use, for God's use. Not simply just different for different's sake, but different so that God can use us. There will be a great dichotomy, a great difference between those who worship the beast and those who worship God and who will not accept the image and that mark of the beast, but will have their father's name written in their foreheads. There will be a great difference between them. Let's be found faithful. Let's be sanctified. Let's be obedient to His words. Let's be faithful to Him in that which is least, that we can be faithful to Him in that which is much. And may He bless His word upon our hearts. Amen.